This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Maria F. Escobar. Date of birth, August 29, 1964. Case ID number is 532-4369. Date of exam, October 17, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 3/30/2023 and 6/14/2022. Identifying information, this is a 59-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right eye blindness and decreased vision of the left eye, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, anxiety slash depression, comma, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2010, where she was a provider for 3 years. Before that time, she worked in a bakery store for another 3 years and worked in hotels for 3 years. At the present time, she lives in a house and her husband is retired. The claimant states that when she did work, she worked 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, right eye blindness with decreased vision of the left eye. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, anxiety slash depression. And number six, osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, right eye blindness with decreased vision of the left eye. The claimant states that in 1969, she was having symptoms of trauma to her right eye when a mosquito branch fell in her right eye and caused trauma and blindness to the right eye. The claimant states that surgery was performed in 2011 to try to save her eye on the right side, which appeared to be a retinal detachment. The claimant has suffered from diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and trauma. Her main problem is her right eye blindness, and she does wear glasses. The claimant states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is very poor, especially for the right eye. And she does use antibiotic ointment for the right eye, secondary to dryness. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/blindness, pinhole is 20/blindness, corrected is 20/blindness, binocular uncorrected is 20/70, binocular corrected is 20/70. The claimant's glasses do not appear to be helping her at this time, but her condition is stable. She has been blind in the right eye since 1969. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. She states that she has had in-organ retinopathy, especially of the right eye, but also retinal detachment. She denies any nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She states she does complain of numbness and tingliness of her hands and feet. The claimant checks her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 80 to 240 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.7%, but her daughter states that it has gone up to 8% within the last 2 weeks. She is presently taking metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1980, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, temporal and frontal headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 163 over 93 mmHg. She is presently taking lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, and her blood pressure is borderline high. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that she has been on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD, and that recently her medication dose has been dropped down to 20 milligrams QD. She denies any myocardial infarctions or cerebral vascular accidents. She was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia in 2017. Her high-density lipid level is 52, which is good. Her low-density level was 71, which is also a good reading. Her triglycerides were 158, and her cholesterol was 155, which are all good readings. These are the readings of the labs that were taken March the 30th, 2023. The claimant appears to be doing very well with her medication dose. Allegation number five, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that since 1989, she has suffered from depression. She has always had problems with anxiety and depression at the same time. She is presently on escitalopram, 20 milligrams QD, and hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QID. The claimant denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal ideation. She says she's frequently depressed, has bouts of sadness, insomnia, decreased appetite, anger issues, and crying spells. She states her motivation, concentration, and her ability to focus is decreased. She often wonders why she's even here. She feels useless and feels that she does not have a purpose in life. She often gets angry at herself and feels apathetic about many issues in her life. Her baby died at 1 month of age, and since that time, she has never gotten over her depression. She is presently taking two medications for anxiety and depression, which appeared to be stabilizing her. Allegation number six, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that since 2010, she has had hand and hip pain. X-rays have been performed, which confirmed that she had osteoarthritis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Daniela Garcia. She states that she does very minimal activity. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. She is presently taking meloxicam 15 milligrams QD and gabapentin 300 milligrams BID for pain, which does give her some relief. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. Her father died at the age of 78 from cirrhosis of the liver. Her mother is 92 and has peripheral vascular disease. Medications. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD. Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Metformin hydrochloride, BID, 1,000 milligrams BID. Acetylopran, 20 milligrams QD. Hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QID. Medical problems. Type 2 diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Essential primary hypertension. Mixed hyperlipidemia, comma. Allergies, comma. Osteoarthritis, comma. Depression / anxiety, comma. Decreased vision of both eyes, but especially of the right, where she is completely blind. Major surgery, C-section times 3, comma, cholecystectomy in 2006, radical hysterectomy in October 2011, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 157 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 163 over 93 mmHg. Heart rate, 73 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 28.5. General. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to her blindness. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination in a depressed and sad mood, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appeared to be grossly abnormal, especially for the right eye where the claimant appears to have a retinal detachment. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canal were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were not intact. The claimant appears to have a strabismus, especially of the right eye. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially with the right eye where she is completely blind. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal, especially for the right eye where she is unable to see. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/complete blindness. Pinhole is 20/blindness. Corrected is 20/complete blindness. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/70. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does have some palpable tenderness of the right Achilles tendon. which appears to be intact but tender at the same time. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was extremely depressed for the time. Her thought processes were not completely clear and her memory was fair to poor. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact. The claimant has difficulty with extraocular movements and appears to have strabismus, secondary to the right eye blindness. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and she was limping. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down to her right leg. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremity. However, the claimant does have some mild decrease in motor and sensory findings of the right lower extremity, secondary to radiculopathy. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive device. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact. Secondary to strabismus and extraocular movements were not intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity where strength was +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right lower lumbar sacral back area with mild radiculopathy. She is unable to heel toe walk without difficulty and has difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields as well as in her visual acuity, especially with the right eye, where she is completely blind. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to right eye blindness and mild right leg radiculopathy with lumbar sacral back discomfort. Probable diagnosis is right eye blindness / decreased vision of left eye, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to have a right eye retinal detachment by physical examination. Allegation number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Type two, being treated at this time, last hemoglobin A1C was 7.7%, which is fairly well controlled. Allegation number three, hypertension, - being treated at this time, blood pressure was 163/93 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, the claimant was somewhat anxious because she thought she was going to miss the appointment. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, well controlled with good lab readings. Her medication level has been decreased secondary to very normal lab results. Allegation number five, anxiety / depression, being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to be very teary-eyed and depressed at this time and appears to have some anxiety. She does have good family support at home. Allegation number six, osteoarthritis, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria F. Escobar.